a new head coach and boy genius Mike McDaniel, the fastest cheetah to ever roam the football field, and an actual left tackle? Let me check your pulse if you're not fired up. Before we jump into a fresh episode of Finsider Radio, Jake and Josh want you to please, please, please hit that subscribe button if you haven't yet. Subscribing to the show is the best way to know when Jake and Josh have something cooking in the kitchen. iTunes, Spotify, it doesn't matter. Following helps others find the show, and we want to thank you for that. Now, let's talk some Dolphins. Welcome in, everyone. What is going on? This is Finsider Radio. Thank you all so much for joining us. And to put it bluntly, I'm annoyed. But before I get into why I'm annoyed, I can't not introduce my co-host, Joshua Houts. Josh, are you annoyed?
Dude, I'm very annoyed. I mean, after the last podcast we did where we were all so excited about that Tua to Tyreek Hill, I mean, this was just a complete 180. And I guess we knew the punishment was coming. But dude, yes, I'm very annoyed. And it's a sad day for sure if you're a Dolphins fan. But how have you been, man? How's your day been going?
So far, so good until that Adam Schefter, you know, vibration came onto my Apple Watch to let me know that, hey, man, the Jaws music was there the whole time. This was lurking, but Tyreek Hill holding that microphone was just too loud for us to know it was coming. The NFL announced its findings and discipline following independent investigation of integrity of the game policy violations. If you are someone who creates contact, don't use that headline. That's a lot of jargon. But Josh, basically the report that came out today was that NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell notified the Miami Dolphins of the discipline imposed for violations of NFL policies relating to the integrity of the game, Josh, protecting the shield. So long story short, it was announced that the Miami Dolphins are losing a first round pick, their own first round pick in 2023, a third round pick in 2024. They also have the Patriots pick that year for whatever it's worth. And Josh, owner Stephen Ross has been suspended more than Deshaun Watson. How about that one?
Yeah, Jake, and I think that was what was most surprising. You know, maybe the league will now come back against Deshaun Watson a little harder, but six games suspended through October 17th, lost $1.5 million. I don't think Deshaun Watson got any fine. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think, you know, what this all turned into when, you know, Flores was going to have his lawsuit against the Dolphins. I mean, this slowly shifted into him basically snitching the team out, right? I mean, Tom Brady, they obviously, the yacht thing was true. You know, the Dolphins obviously had lots of interest in Tom Brady. I think it said that they reached out to him before the 2019 season, then again during the 2020 season, all through Bruce Beal, who we all know is going to eventually take over for Stephen Ross. And then even just past January, you know, they were found tampering with Sean Payton. So it was not the tanking stuff, even though I guess they did find some of that to be true. You know, there was not enough credibility there, but at the end of the day, the Dolphins were tampering with Tom Brady, were tampering with Sean Payton, and now they're out of first round pick, like you said, they're out of third round pick, like you said. And you know, what do they have to show for it, man? They have absolutely nothing to show for it. They didn't get Tom Brady. They don't have Sean Payton. I mean, we're stoked for Tua. We're stoked for Mike McDaniel, but at the end of the day, you know, for as hard as Stephen Ross tried, that's just a bunch of failures right across the board.
And when you think about all the noise of this offseason, Josh, I mean, you kind of forget about the, you know, the Sean Payton, the Tom Brady things, even though these things have kind of been happening for a little while now. And I think it's a little interesting. The day they decided to release this was right after the Deshaun Watson report came out. So, Josh, to me, this kind of sounds like, hey, it was one bad thing happens. Everyone's, you know, really up in arms with how kind of the Deshaun Watson situation unfolded, and this is the NFL's way of kind of coming back and trying to change the narrative for us to talk about something else. And so, Josh, we're kind of stuck talking about this for a little bit here. What was your initial reaction? Because for me, man, you know, it's frustrating because Stephen Ross is an owner where it seems like, man, Jim Harbaugh, you know, I think Jeff Fisher he flirted with. There's been so many coaches, the Tom Brady's, the Peyton Manning's. It just seems like there's been so many situations where Stephen Ross has tried so hard and got so far, but in the end, it didn't even matter.
Yeah, Jake, and that's what it all comes down to. I mean, I have thought negatively about Stephen Ross for some time now, but I mean, you have to commend just how hard, I guess, he's tried. It just sucks that, you know, he's failed in another way to look at this, Jake. I mean, everyone right now. I mean, I don't think this really derailed some of the excitement for the 2022 season. I think we're all still super stoked about this. But, you know, once that season ends and the Dolphins, you know, you're thinking about the mock drafts that you're doing and how you could have had two first round picks. I mean, we're going to be feeling this for sure. And it does suck. But another thing, I mean, Brian Flores is the reason I have trust issues, right? I mean, we watched the pressers. We saw the way the team played after, what, 2.5 seasons, all that stuff that came after. And, you know, to put the final dagger in this team, I mean, I never thought he would, I use the word snitch, but I never thought, you know, it would come to this and that, you know, it'd be Brian Flores, this coach that, you know, we all loved and respected, you know, turning heel and wrestling, you know, putting the chair to our back. And I mean, again, I don't think it's derails anything for 2022, but not having that first round pick. And then again, the year after the third, that's definitely going to hurt, but no one's going to be upset not seeing Stephen Ross in the booth, right? I mean, that's whatever.
And that's kind of what's tough for me, Josh, because I mean, owners, it's not like you can look at stats like how many touchdowns did Stephen Ross throw last year compared to Jerry Jones. But he's spent so much money. He's invested so much money. That's why I've always kind of given Stephen Ross a pass, because, you know, we hear so often about coaches who, you know, owners, I should say, who dance around the salary cap, who, you know, are cutting corners, basically trying to just get that bottom line every year. And Stephen Ross likes to win. He wants to win. But I mean, it just seems like every time he tries to get involved with something, it just really, devolves very quickly. I mean, in 2019, Josh, Flores developed that culture. And we hear Mike McDaniel talking this year about how, you know, they're not doing as many reps in training camp, but the intensity of each of these reps really makes up for that. And the way these guys hold each other accountable, that is Brian Flores. That is the culture he developed. And Josh, it kind of is an interesting way to kind of take a step back and look at this, because the investigation conclusively established violations of the anti-tampering policy on 3 separate occasions. The Dolphins had impermissible communications with quarterback Tom Brady in 2019 and 2020 while he was under contract with the Patriots. Additionally, the Dolphins again had those communications with Brady during free agency and after the 2021 season while he was under contract with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And lastly, Josh, in January 2022, the Dolphins had communications with Donnie, the agent of Saints head coach Sean Payton, about becoming the next head coach. The Dolphins didn't seek consent in those. So they were just kind of trying to be the shadow team, right? Of trying to figure out things behind the scenes. And Josh, later on, the Saints denied Miami's request to interview Sean Payton for their head coaching vacancy. So I just find that all just, it seemed like, you know, Stephen Ross was acting like he was playing Mario and he got a star and he was just invincible, running through every wall, every Goomba he could find.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure the league even admitted, you know, that they've heard that, you know, tampering's not, I guess, out of the ordinary. It's just getting caught doing it, right? I mean, I think that's probably the biggest thing here. I mean, yes, some of these things go on behind the scenes, but I mean, the Dolphins were definitely adamant. And Jake, I think one of the guys that was announced, Bruce Beal, you know, the guy who's supposed to be the predecessor to, you know, Stephen Ross, is the guy that was kind of going behind the scenes and talking to Tom Brady. So I don't know, man, you just can't help but wonder, you know, the different timelines that life could have went, right? I mean, when you're thinking back to Saban and how he could have taken Breeze, or, you know, now we're thinking about Sean Payton here, Tom Brady there. I mean, at some point it all got to come together. And I think that's what, you know, I hate to spin this as a positive way, but, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, well, that just proves how bad the Dolphins have tried to replace Tua Tagovailoa, or, you know, what they truly think about Mike McDaniel. I mean, Sean Payton's one of the better coaches in football. I mean, Tom Brady's going to go down as the greatest, if not one of the best quarterbacks of all time. So, I mean, yes, I mean, I guess if you're Tua, you might be thinking like, what the hell, man, not again. Or, you know, maybe Mike McDaniel's, he's definitely not second guessing taking this job, but you know what I mean? At the end of the day, those are two of the better people at their position. So it doesn't hurt that the Dolphins, I guess, try to swing, but the fact that, you know, all the times it's Stephen Ross steps up to the plate and just strikes out, man, at some point you hope that he finally, you know, it all works out. You know, maybe that's what it took, all this stuff right here. I think, you know, Stephen Ross then came out with a statement, Jake. I don't know if you saw it, but he said, the independent investigation cleared our organization on any issues related to tanking and all of Brian Flores' other allegations. As I've said all along, these allegations were false, malicious and defamatory, and the issue is now put to rest. With regards to tampering, I strongly disagree with the conclusion and the punishment. However, I will accept the outcome because the most important thing is that there will be no distractions for our team as we begin an exciting and winning season.
And Roger Goodell, on top of that, Josh, said the investigators found tampering violations of unprecedented scope and severity. And Josh, am I going to Charlie from Always Sunny here? I mean, this punishment was no slap on the wrist. Like, the Dolphins were made an example of here, you know, losing a first round pick, losing a third round pick. The owner can't be around the organization until mid-October. Do you think that maybe we're not being told the whole story? Do you think that maybe there was proof of the, you know, the quote unquote tanking? I mean, dude, that Ravens game, even the Patriots and Dallas games after that were so hard to watch. I mean, they looked like a team that didn't belong on the field. And, you know, you had guys like Lewis Riddick talking about how player safety and how a disgrace it is just for Flores to really shut them up by the end of the season. But do you think that maybe this is the NFL's way of, you know, punishing the Dolphins for also tanking, but not saying it out loud just so, you know, you can put to rest, you know, there's a lot of money in the NFL, man. People gamble so much on this sport. You know, if they hear that, you know, games are fixed, the popularity just plummets right away. The whole idea of this being a sham. So do you think there's anything to it that maybe they, you know, punish them for, you know, the crime they're not really telling us about? Or do you think it's, this is mostly like, hey, like, you were straight up talking to Sean Payton. It was blatantly obvious. I mean, Tom Brady, he was basically wearing a Dolphins jersey underneath his Patriots jersey. It was that as simple as it was?
I think it's a little bit of both. And I think the Dolphins, you know, if you're Stephen Ross, you have to feel a little shame, you know, right? Getting caught, yeah, and just being that open about it. I had to throw this out there because I saw someone tweet out, only three times in NFL history as a team had to forfeit their first round pick: 2007 Spygate, 2015 Deflategate, and 2022 with what they're calling Tampergate. So Tom Brady's been involved with all of those. Shout out to Elvin Ryan, fantasy football analyst on Twitter, for putting that together. But it always comes back to Tom Brady, right? It just always seems to be that way. And he's, I don't know about you, man, but it always seems like Tom Brady avoids the controversy, right? I mean, no one's looking at the Tom Brady like he has all these, you know, accusations, or, you know, lost the different teams he's picked, or, you know, had that dark cloud hanging over his career. I mean, no one cares about that. No one cares that he's, some of those Patriot rings were cheated. I mean, all they care about is the fact that he went out there and won all those games. So I think, you know, that will ultimately put this all to rest, right? I mean, it sucks we don't have that first round pick, but the Dolphins go out there, man, and turn this season into, again, what we're all expecting. I mean, no one's going to be sitting here talking about Tampergate or whatever we're calling it.
Yeah, and Josh, you know, everyone's, you know, Brady gets off easy and all this stuff. I think it's important to note there were people on Twitter going through in detail about how players can't get fined for tampering. It is completely up to the owners, and that's kind of something both the players and the owners agreed about, that the organizations can be charged with tampering, but players cannot. And Josh, I want to ask you, worst case scenario, right? You know, things go very poorly this season. Is there any chance Sean Payton or Tom Brady wind up in Miami?
I mean, you can never say never anymore, man. I mean, we, again, our podcast, the Tyreek Hill rumors, is what I always go back to. But I mean, we've seen it now. The Dolphins have, you know, they're now losing picks because of how much interest they had in these guys. I mean, if it all does turn to crap, you know, it's a Cam Cameron season. I think the first place you would turn is a Sean Payton, but then that's one less draft pick you have to trade for him, right? So it's just crazy the way this works. And I do think Tom Brady, correct me if I'm wrong, is a free agent technically after this year. We know he's a major deal lined up with television, but wouldn't it be just, what, Tom Brady, the perfect way to go out? I mean, again, we're so hyped for this season, but I mean, if he were to come to Miami and, you know, win a Lombardi trophy, you know, somehow to knock the Patriots down a rung in the process, I mean, would that not be the perfect way for him to ride out in the sunset? So I'm never going to say never, but hopefully we're not even talking about this, because again, the Dolphins have that season that we hope, but dude, this is just crazy. Again, we were just so stoked about that play in training camp, stoked to come on here and talk about orange jerseys and, you know, Braylon Sanders and some of the other feel good stories that maybe Preston Williams moping around camp today. This was the story right here. So damn, what a day.
Yeah, and we're going to be back. We're going to talk about all that stuff, Josh. I can't wait to hear your reactions about Preston Williams. I think that is the real interesting thing there, is you see the difference of an old coaching staff versus a new coaching staff. Just the preferential treatment of, hey, you might get three more snaps, and those three snaps can make a difference. But I digress about that. Josh, to kind of wrap things up here, I mean, Stephen Ross said, you know, I don't like him saying we're going to have a winning season. I don't mind confidence, but it just seems like, you know, back when he said that the Miami's a football city, That just bothers me. You're starting these expectations, or you're starting these competitions that are just unnecessary pressure. Do you think this is it? Do you think this is it for distractions for this Miami Dolphins team? Do you think that, hey, Stephen Ross, do you think he finally learned his lesson of, hey, you know, Jim Harbaugh, I was in the news for months about that. Sean Payton was the same way. Peyton Manning was the same way. And the list goes on and on and on. Or do you think that, man, this is just going to be something that keeps popping up, and it's just going to keep, you know, bringing up those questions about the quarterback position and, you know, the security of Mike McDaniel's job? Are we going to be talking about that on Sundays, or is this dead for good?
I mean, I hope it's dead for good, but this seems like the circle of life with the Dolphins at this point. I mean, I don't know about you, but yeah. I thought, you know, a lot of the stuff was kind of pushed from the Brian Flores era, I guess, is when you kind of thought there was change and this wasn't going to keep happening. What, 3 years later, it's all right back to where we started. So it's definitely seeming like it's a circle of life, but you know, hopefully this is finally it and we can move on and we can have that successful Dolphins team that we've, you know, gone through all this for.
And dude, in reality, if they win, man, it's so worth it. After, you know, growing up through what, 2006, 7, 8, just some really, really tough seasons. I think taking these last lumps, if there is that light at the end of the tunnel and it's not a train, I think that's really exciting. And Josh, you know, we talked about, you know, worst case scenario. Let's talk about best case scenario for a second here. For the lovely listeners who haven't turned us off yet for saying that Tom Brady will win a Super Bowl in Miami. How about this, Josh? How about we look at this as, hey, you know, we're helping out nobody but the Jacksonville Jaguars, who's going to get the first pick in the second round just a bit earlier next year.
We sure hope, right, Jake? And real quick, before we get off the air, I have to bring it up because it was all the talk of the town for at least a couple minutes on Twitter. I don't know if you saw it, but someone posted a picture of Tua Tagovailoa holding up a beer glass, and he had a wedding ring on his hand. Andy Slater is reporting that Tua Tagovailoa has officially picked up another ring. He's officially married, so all the speculation can stop now. Tua Tagovailoa got married this offseason, for whatever that means.
And good for him, you know, going into year three. I'm happy he's comfortable with himself. I'm happy he's happy being happy. Look at that, happy to the third power. But that's about it. Congratulations to Tua. We hope, you know, he can kind of match that ring with another ring come February. But man, what an annoying day, because I try to not get too into, you know, the people who are producing content. But I mean, Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, is just so up in arms about, you know, this is only the third time in history that a draft pick as high as a first rounder has ever been forfeited. So man, this is a real tough, you know, punishment. It is a real frustrating day, especially considering all the hype around training camp. But let's hope this is it, man. Let's hope this is the final dagger and the silly stuff Stephen Ross does, because we could get into a very long talk about, you know, we could have a Daniel Snyder, but instead, you know, we at least have a coach who's going to, you know, pay with his wallet, but he's taxed with his mouth, that type of thing. So I don't know, man, it's frustrating. It's annoying, but hey, that's why we're Dolphin fans, right? To be frustrated and annoyed. But guys, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for letting us be part of your Tuesday night, or even Wednesday if you're listening to us then. Share us your thoughts. Let us know what you think about the suspension of Stephen Ross. Let us know what you think about those draft picks. You can follow us on Twitter and send us those tweets at jmetal94, at HOUTZ. Lastly, before I'm done talking, guys, you're off. We want to give you guys a little thank you, a little, you know, appreciative token for subscribing to the show. So if you do, please send us a screenshot that you're subscribed to the show and you'll be entered into our raffle to win a brand new copy of Madden. We're going to do that drawing on August 10th. That way you'll know far in advance if you got a copy or if you got to go pre-order. So please, please, please do that. And to just tack on one final note on that, if you leave a review about our book club that we finished up last week, you get two more chances into the raffle. So please, 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 that stuff helps us out so much. And that's all we got. So hopefully we'll be back later this week with some positive news, some drama, some action for training camp. But until then, we hope everyone's out there having a lovely day. Go out there, get some sun, and more importantly than anything else, fins up.
Fins up. We want our picks back.
That was Finsider Radio, part of the Finsider.com and the SB Nation Network.
Miami has the Dolphins, the greatest football team. We take the ball from goal to goal like no one's ever seen. We're in the air, we're on the ground, we're always in control. And when you say Miami, you're talking Super Bowl, because we're the Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins, Miami Dolphins number one. Yes, we're the Miami Dolphins, Miami Dolphins, Miami Dolphins number Miami has the Dolphins, the greatest football team. We take the ball from goal to goal like no one's ever seen. We're in the air, we're on the ground, we're always in control. And when you say Miami, you're talking Super Bowl, 'cause we're the Miami Dolphins.